It's the 10th of February. I'm Steve-O, and this is your Bedford News. Bedford Council intends to trial a so-called school street scheme. This involves closing roads near schools at peak times in an attempt to stop children travelling by car. Quite predictably, news of the scheme hasn't gone down well with parents or local residents who branded it idiotic and ill-conceived. One resident said it's just moving the problem further down the road. Green councillor Lucy Bywater insisted, "We have to take this seriously," after it was also revealed the council had put up signs nearby demanding car drivers not idle their engines, something which has also drawn both ridicule and disbelief. The council refused to say which schools would be in the trial. Check the show notes for updates. Bedford prison inmates self-harmed nearly 400 times in the last year. This is partly due to reduced contact visits and 22-hour solitary confinement to avoid mixing. Prisoners Minister Lucy Fraser said the increased restrictions were extremely tough for the inmates. Central Beds Council has come under fire for handing out only £700,000 in business support grants out of the £7.5 million it was given. Small businesses report they're struggling, but many say the council's eligibility criteria mean they just can't get any of the funds. The council disputes this, but does not state why the remaining millions have not yet been handing out to struggling businesses. Beavers may be a new weapon in the fight against floods. Bedford Mayor has asked for the suggestions on possible sites to introduce beaver colonies, saying he's really supportive of this idea. On this cold Wednesday, that's it. Back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.